こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、 Current Biology に掲載された奈良女子大学の研究で、コノハミドリガイとクロミドリガイという2種類のウミウシが自ら胴体を切断し、頭部だけの状態になった後に心臓など内臓を含む胴体を再生できることを発見しました。チームは飼育していたウミウシが心臓や腎臓など重要な内臓を含む胴体を自ら切り離して頭部だけの状態で死なずに生きているのを偶然発見しました。切断された胴体は体重の 80-85% に及んでおり、驚いて観察したところ、数時間後には頭部だけで海藻を食べ始め、数日後には傷口が閉じ、1週間以内に心臓ができ始め、3週間程度で元の姿に戻りました。体内に寄生虫がいる場合にこうした自殺行為が確認され、切断後には寄生虫がいなくなっていました。
In a study published in Current Biology by researchers at Nara Women's University, it was discovered that two species of sacoglossan, called Elysia marginata and Elysia atroviridis, decapitate their own heads and then regenerate their bodies, including the heart and organs. The team made the discovery that sacoglossans can regenerate their heart and vital organs from only their head by accident, after its body, making up 80-85% of its total weight,was autotomized, or severed. Just hours later, they observed the sacoglossan's head begin to eat seaweed. A few days later, the head's wound had closed, and within a week, it had developed a new heart. Around 3 weeks after decapitation, the sacoglossan had returned to its previous form. The researchers observed that sacoglossans do this when infected with a parasite, and that after autotomy, the parasite is eliminated.
So, 動画見た?
I did not.
動画が衝撃的すぎて、すでにネットでめちゃくちゃ拡散されてるから、わざわざここで話さなくてもいいかなってちょっと思ったんだけど、論文を読んでたらやっぱりすごい面白かったんで選んでみた。動画絶対見てほしいんだけど、単純にもう海牛っているじゃん、この海のナメクジみたいな可愛いやつ、あれが本当に頭だけちぎれてて普通に元気に動いてるっていう、結構信じがたい感じの。
So the video shows the head coming off.
Yeah. Coming, もうね、it's come off.
Oh, okay. It's already
But it's totally fine. Like, yeah.
And what is the head doing?
本当に生首の状態で、こう触覚が動いたり、なんかふにゃふにゃって動いてるんだよね。だから普通だったら絶対死んでるって思うような状況なんだけど、平気っていう。尻尾とか手足とか目玉とかを一部再生できるっていう生き物は確認されてるけれども、心臓を含むメインの胴体全部を捨てるっていうのはちょっとさすがにレベルが違うよねっていう。
うん、
で、なんで頭部だけで生きてられるのかは不明っていうふうに論文に書いてあったんだけど、読んでいくと、digestive gland 消化腺が体の表面に広がっていて、それが頭部にもあるんだって、なので消化はできないけど再生に使うとか、まあ生き残るために使うエネルギーは摂取できてるんじゃないかって書いてあった、で、ウミウシってまあいろんな色があるじゃん、で自然の中に擬態してるからあんまり外敵が普段は少ないんだって。で、頭を切るって言ってもその切断自体に何時間もかかるから、食べられそうになって急に切断するみたいなことではないんだよね、なので、じゃあなんでこんなことしてるのかっていうのを探るために82匹のウミウシを採集してきて、そのうちの18匹に寄生虫を植え付けたら、 4% が首から下を切断して、 48% が体の一部を自己分解で失ったと。で、取れた部分を確認するとその中に寄生虫がいるっていう、で、寄生虫がいない残りの64匹は誰も自殺行為をしなかったんだって。なので、まあ、寄生虫から身を守るためにこういう行為に及んでるっぽいねっていう話。
So they don't think that if, for example, the sea slug's body was severely damaged, that it might use the same mechanism to survive? Or does it even care if its body gets damaged? Or does it, I guess it just regenerates its body?
なんかね、外的に食べられた感じを再現して、ちょっとだから一部がちぎれちゃうとか、うん、頭がピンチされるとかしても、regenerate しないんだって。しないし、この自分で体を切るっていうこともしないんだって。
うん、
なので、少なくともこの研究で確認されたのは寄生虫がいる場合のみなんだけど、まあ、あとは海藻に絡まっちゃった時とか体内に毒性のケミカルが溜まった時にやってる可能性はあるかもね、うん、みたいなのは書いてあった。ただ確認はされてない。
It seems like it would make sense if it would do that if its body was really damaged, but
yeah, あとその逆に胴体から頭が生えるっていうこともない。だから頭は一番大事。
Which one's scary?
どうだろう。だから頭の何かが再生できないのか、再生するのにすごくエネルギーが必要ってことなのかな。だから胴体を捨てた方が早い。
But it's 85% of its body weight that it has to regenerate.
そうなの。にもかかわらず胴体を捨てるってことは。どうなんだろうね。で、面白いのが、切断後の胴体の部分は、触ると反応があって、最大で数ヶ月間は、胴体だけでも生きてられるんだって。
うん。
で、だんだん縮んでいって、最後は腐るみたいな。だけど、腐る直前まで心臓は動いてるんだって。
Is there something about this that makes you feel uneasy, or is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the video,あの実はツイッターで最初にこの動画を見たときにうわすごって思ったんだけど、これリツイートするかどうかどうしようかなってちょっと迷ってしなかったのね、
うん、
なんでかっていうと、そのよく読めば頭生きてるし研究者が無理やりちぎったわけじゃないってわかるんだけど、動画だけ見ると結構やっぱり衝撃的っていうか、あんまり見たことないじゃん、その生首だけの状態になってる動物って。そので、うん、横にそのちぎれた体が置いてあるから。
So you didn't want to offend people.
Offend
ってか、まあ、visual senses.
うん、結構ショッキング、あの、よく知ってから見れば、ショッキングであるけど、そんなにね、衝撃、あの、なんていうの、ショッキング、ではない心理的にショッキングではないと思うんだけど、
okay.
あんまり分かんないで見ると、
But that's still the reason
ちょっとゲっていう。
Why you, refrained from
retweeting
it? There was this advertisement、mm-hmm. on TV that I saw last night for, Hanaugai.And I was revolted when I saw this. This guy shoots a column of water like through, like he snorts the water and it like goes out his other nostril or however it works. Yeah. I don't know. But I had like, I was like, oh, I was like, I was so disgusted by that ad. And they're just, because this guy does it and supposedly...There's in the ad, there's like a whole team of people and they're all doing hanaugai together and water is just shooting out of their noses.
I don't know. It's almost offensive that you compare this great discovery with hanaugai no shime, but another thing that was interesting was この首から下を切断してうまくいくっていうのは生後226から336日の若い個体に限った話で、うん、生後480から520日が経ってる年配のウミウシは切断するとその後何も食べないんだって。食べれなくて再生せず10日ぐらいで死んでしまったっていう、
うん、
なので
well, that's sad.
そうだから不思議だよね、その切断 でも切断はしちゃうわけだね。だから寄生虫がいるまま放置するよりかは切断した方が生きる可能性は高いのかもしれないけれども、切断したところで何も食べられなかったらそのまま結局は死んじゃうっていう。
うん、でしかもね、a crazy battle between these parasites and these
I know, right?
like, what a war. Like, they're going to such extremes to win. You know? So, I will cut my own head off.
Literally. そう、だから最初に言ったみたいに色で擬態したり、まあ、あと餌から毒をもらう。
Mm-hmm.
まあ、よくいるじゃん、そういう動物。ことがあるから、本当に外敵っていうのはあまりいない。
Mm-hmm.
その中で多分寄生虫っていうのがすごい大きな敵として存在していて、首にちょっと溝があるんだって。で、切れるときはそこから切れるから、もうなんていうの、うん、切る準備は常にできているみたいな。
So it's kind of like a gecko, right?
Yeah.
They have sort of a set area、
うん、
where it detaches, sort of a clear line for their tail to detach.
だからまあやる人はいないと思うけど、その、これは本当に自分で切るっていうことなので、ウミウシをしかもこれができるウミウシの種類っていうのも限られてるから、ウミウシって多分すごい数の種類いると思うんだけど、
うん、
なのでこうウミウシを見つけても、あ、これ首ちぎっても生きれるんだよねっていうことではないから。
And it's not if someone else does it, right? Because you're probably going to cut the wrong...
そうそうそう。
It's probably a very specific line of cells.
Exactly, そう。そう。だどこから切れちゃってもいいみたいなことではない。
So don't cut any sea slugs.
Please don't.
Heads off, I think.
I really like umiushi.
You know, they steal chloroplasts from algae.
Hmm.
And it's really interesting because normally when an animal eats something, it just digests it.
Right.
But certain sea slugs, they will eat algae and they will collect the chloroplasts and direct those chloroplasts into their own cells and use them for energy. And chloroplasts are what perform photosynthesis.
Right.
So it's almost like they're stealing little solar panels from the algae.
So 多分それがあるから頭だけになっても生きてられる。だから要は当たり前だけど腸とかもなくなっちゃってるわけだから、普通に人間的に考える消化って消化してエネルギーを取り込んでっていうプロセスは全くできないわけだけど、それをちょっと、なんていうの、飛び越えて、それがなくてもエネルギーを取れる構造があるから、多分頭だけでも生きてられるっていう。
Are there any monsters that have this ability?
Monsters?
Yeah.
Like fictional?
Or real monsters, either way. Because this is like a monster level, you know, like a ghost or a monster or something.
Yeah. You know?
But it's like above monster level. Like this is beyond zombie level, right? Because if zombies could grow back their body after you cut their head off, that would be the craziest zombie TV show or movie. Like you just see their bodies like growing back.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you're really hard to kill then, right? I mean, I guess if you attack the head directly, it's fine, right?
Right. これ本当にまだ見てない人は写真もあるし動画もあるから絶対見てほしいんだけど、やっぱり衝撃的すぎて海外でもめっちゃニュースになってる。
うん。
なんかもうビジュアルで一発でわかるじゃん。だから分かりやすいっていうのもあると思うけど。
Would you do this?In the future?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say in the future, they, you know, they use the CRISPR and stuff. And they figure out, I don't know, that you could get an injection or some treatment so that if you ever needed to regenerate your body, you could.
Yeah, いいです。
No?
遠慮する。だってしばらく頭だけで過ごすんだよ。
There was a scene in Mars Attacks. Remember when Pierce Brosnan and like this lady, the aliens were keeping them alive with just their head? You don't remember
this? I don't remember.
It was a memorable scene, though.
You remember a lot about that movie, though.
Mars Attacks?
I really don't. Yeah. I mean, I remember what the aliens looked like.
Mm.
But I don't remember the story. I don't remember who was in it. 大体全部忘れてるの?
I think it's sort of a reference to Soviet-era research that was done in the 60s.
Okay.
Where they were experimenting with keeping various animals alive when it was just their head.
Right.
And transplanting the heads of animals onto other animals. pretty grotesque research, but yeah.
次、ヘルシンキ大学とコペンハーゲン大学の共同研究で各個人の好みに合わせてその人が魅力的だと感じる他人の顔を人工知能で生成することに成功しました。実験ではまずギャンに数百枚の顔写真を生成させ30人の被験者に1枚ずつ見せて魅力的だと思う顔は特にじっくり見るよう指示しその間脳波をモニターしました。それぞれの顔写真への脳の反応から各被験者がその顔を魅力的と思ったかそうでないかを人工知能が解析しそのデータをもとにニューラルネットワークがさらに新しい顔写真を生成しました。同じ被験者たちに新しい写真を見せて各個人がどの顔を魅力的だと思うか予測したところ正確さは 80% を上回る結果となりました。
In a joint study by Helsinki University and Copenhagen University, researchers successfully generated faces which matched people's personal preferences, and that they also found attractive. In the experiment, the researchers had GAN generate a few hundred images of faces and showed them to participants while monitoring both their brainwaves and how long they looked at each face, an indicator of finding the face attractive. Next, the algorithm used the brainwave data to analyze how attractive participants found each face and generated new faces using a neural network. The same participants were shown the new faces and predictably found certain faces attractive more than 80% of the time.
Yeah. Wait. Predictably found certain faces attractive more than...
I may have worded that a little bit strange.
Yeah, so
they were able to...
Predict
correctly that they would find a certain face attractive more than 80% of the time.
そう。最初にマイケルが言ったやつで言うと 87% の確率で新しく作られた顔をみんなが魅力的っていうふうに言ったっていう。だから脳の反応と人工知能をつなぐことで個人の顔の好みを把握することができる。で、さらにそれにマッチした顔を新しく作り出すことができるっていう話なんだけど、動画を見るとね、この実験の、思った以上に、その写真を見せられてる時間が短いのね。
うん。
もう、パッパッパッパッパッパッって感じで、どんどんどんどん新しい顔が出てきて、ただそれを被験者は見てるだけっていう。
うん。
なので、Tinder とかだと、スワイプするわけじゃん？タイプの人がいたら左じゃなかったら右みたいな、そういう動作は必要ないわけだよね、脳をモニターしてるから、そのパッパッパって見た時の脳の反応をもとに分類して、で新しく作った顔の写真もあるんだけど、全部まあセレブ顔だね全部ハリウッドセレブ顔、よくインスタでさ、二人のセレブの顔を合成した写真みたいな、よくあるんだけど、見たことない？
なん
か、
Probably.
リアーナとケイリー・ペリーとか、キム・カーダシアンとテイラー・スウィフトとか、誰でもいいんだけど、まあ、男性女性関係なく、有名人の顔を二つ合成して、合わさった顔みたいな。で、大体まあみんな基本可愛いまんまなんだけどさ。そういう感じでこう組み合わせて美人なりイケメンなりを作るっていう。だから 顔の好みって思いっきり主観なので、例えば何かについて持っている印象だったり意思決定のプロセスだったりっていう他の認知機能でも、同じようなことができるかもしれないねっていうのは書いてあった。だからステレオタイプとか偏見とか、そういうことも含めて個人個人が持っている差みたいなものを人工知能が拾っていくっていう、Subjective preferences みたいなこと。
This could probably be applied to things other than face images.
そうそうそう。
You know, so just all the content in your Facebook or Twitter feed, you know, there's probably some subtle neurological activity or facial expressions that would clue in some artificial intelligence as to how you feel about each piece of content. You know, so I do await the day when they sort of start asking us to enable the selfie camera at all times, you know, just so they can, right now they get feedback by when you pause,
yeah.
You know, when you're scrolling, when you pause, how long you pause for, where you tap. But yeah. If they added the eye tracking and facial tracking, it would just absolutely know so much about us that it could, if you're able to predict how someone will react, then you're essentially able to control them to some extent.
If they could use something like that for mental illness prevention, or maybe not mental illness prevention, but like for mental well-being, instead of like generating more ad money or something, that might actually help. Like, 例えば Twitter を3分ぐらい見るつもりが1時間ぐらい見ちゃうみたいなって私はよくあるんだけど、その時にこう自分の顔をトラッキングして、あ、なんかピーピーみたいな、ちょっとストレスレベル上がってるよみたいな、てかストレスになるコンテンツを見てる時間がちょっと長くなってきてますよ今日みたいな、教えてくれるとか。
Well, they know when they're showing people stressful content, and they're intentionally showing people more stressful content because it
yeah.
generates the most engagement. So
I know
it's sort of the opposite of their business model.
I know, that's why, like, if you know, well, I mean, Twitter とかソーシャルメディア自体がそれをやるとは思えないけど、そのまた別のレイヤーでそれをモニターしてくれるサービスとかがあれば、まあ助かりそうだなって個人的には思うけど。
Yeah, I really wish things like Twitter, you know, was more of a protocol where we could sort of customize how we interact with it and craft our own algorithm. Like,
yeah, like,
I'm not that aware in the moment, but I can get meta and sort of strategize against myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can get, sometimes you can get meta only after spending an hour on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. So while I'm on Twitter, I want this customized algorithm to tell me, like, oh, 今日のネガティブコンテンツのキャップにもう到達しましたみたいな。なんかネガティブな内容とかイライラするニュースをもう2つ読んだから、今日はもうあとはハッピーなやつしか表示しませんとか、そういうこうメンタルヘルスに配慮したアルゴリズムにアクセスできるようにしてほしい。
I really think there is opportunity for something like that, which would sell a lot of Apple Watches because they are monitoring your vitals, your heart rate, and you know, they know what you're looking at on your phone.
Yeah.
And they know how your body is reacting to it from your Apple Watch. And it'd be nice if the Apple Watch told you, hey, maybe this Twitter stuff is just, you know, maybe you're taking it a little too seriously. You know, you got a lot of stuff to do anyways. I don't know. Just sort of, it doesn't have to be, you know, Siri chiming in, giving you life advice. But if some alert came on, it's like, hey, you seem kind of stressed out and you seem to have higher levels of stress when you're using this app, you know?
Yeah.
Because it knows that, right?
Well, I mean,
it has to know
But
that.
We already know that. So instead of そのアラー外からアラートっていうよりかはもうフィード自体をマニピュレートしてほしい。もうだからこっから先はハッピーなものしか出さないよっていう。
It's like the Facebook experiment, right? When they made people unhappy on purpose.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So it's like you can stay on Twitter, you know, but you're only gonna see happy stuff. And if that's boring, that's fine. Just leave Twitter and go do something else. みたいな風にしてくれないと、多分自分の普段の感じから言って、最初は多分 Apple Watch にアラート出たら、ああと思ってやめると思うんだけど、だんだん多分そのアラートに慣れてきて、無視すると思うんだよね。
You get upset by the alert.
Yeah. 救いようがないわ。だからもう、アルゴリズム自体をマニピュレートさせてほしい。
Yeah. Do you think, wasn't there some movie about a virtually created celebrity or something like several years ago? I can't remember. It wasn't that popular. But
What is?
I thought there was some movie where some marketing agency had created a celebrity that wasn't real. It was a digitally created celebrity. But they didn't tell people it wasn't real. And they had stunt doubles and like sort of hid her face when she, you know, would walk to her car and stuff. But it was, but she's not a real person. It's like a whole digital fake. I don't know.
なんかあったね。
I mean, they have those now, I guess. There are Instagram accounts for these fake models.Maybe.
あ、そうだ、シモン、あの、アルパチーノのやつだね。
Hmm. I don't know if I actually watched that movie. I think I just saw the trailer, which
I haven't seen it.
gave away the entire plot.
よくあるよね。
Yeah.
あの、yeah. I never watched trailer. I used to watch a lot of trailers growing up, but 大人になってから trailers ruin everything って気づいて、マジでもう、yeah.見ないようにしてる。あえて。予告編を。なんか、ハリウッドとかもよくあるけど、予告編見ちゃったらさ、え、今、この映画のすべて見たよねみたいな時あるじゃん。もう見たのと同じじゃんみたいな。だから。
Yeah, trailer's really...
絶対予告編見ないで見た方が面白いもん。Really? なんか予告編見て面白さがアップする映画ってないじゃん。
That has to be a really minimal trailer.Where it's just...
でもだったらポスターでいいよね、もはやって思っちゃう。
The posters never have anything to do with the actual movie. Every Tom Cruise movie poster is the same.
I like Netflix because sometimes they don't show you the trailer, but they just show you the snippet of the actual movie. You know what I mean? The preview is not the trailer, but a random scene. And sometimes there are no lines or anything. You have no idea what you're watching.But that actually gets my attention more than trailers. And that's exactly the reason why I don't like Amazon Prime, because they'll show you all kinds of trailers before you watch something. So, yeah. なんでトレーラーの話になったか忘れちゃったんだけど。
Yeah, I was just wondering if they could...You know, if they figured out what kind of faces you like, and then when they showed you trailers for movies in your Netflix account, or when you watch shows on your Netflix account, they'll actually deep fake? What am I trying to say? Face swap? Jesus. Face swap the protagonist to like a face that you like. You know, so like all the protagonists, you know, no matter what show you're watching,It'll just have like Hyunbin or whoever.
Yeah.
And
well,
you know, some people they sign into Netflix and like all the protagonists just have man buns.
That might work only if the original actor is not a human. Do you know what I mean?
Like, how can the original actor not be a human though?
Like if it was all visual effects, then it might work. But other than that,
really good.
But other than that, it's, for me, it's the matter of acting skills とか。だから、 顔がヒョンビンだったからといっていいっていうわけではないよね。
Maybe just slightly more ヒョンビン。Like you wouldn't really notice. Just a slight, just ヒョンビンか。
例えばだから、洋服買うときのサイトとかのモデルの顔が自分の好きな感じの顔だったりとか、例えば私だったら女性用の服を買うわけだけど、その隣に立ってる男性のモデルが全部ヒョンビンの顔になってるとか、そういう使い方はあるかもしれないね。
Yeah, that seems possible.
まあ、ヒョンビンってなっちゃうと、この今回の研究関係なくなっちゃうんだけど、だからその私が好きそうな顔の本来は存在しない人の顔ってことだよね。
I think that could be coming, maybe.
でもなんか嫌だけどな。
More, if everything's going to be more individualized, targeted.
Yeah, but then like, isn't it annoying? Like, oh, we know what you're attracted to. How about this one? How about this one? みたいな、なんか、もう分かってるぜ感出されると逆に。
It's very subtle at first. They start with like 5% Hyunbin. And over time, it's gradually gets to 100%. I don't know.
Because sometimes when you find some actress or actor that you think is attractive and get surprised, like, oh, 私ってこういう顔も好きだったんだみたいなさ。時ない?
Yeah, I think so. It's fine for people to not be that attractive. I find that attractive too. I don't know. It's not, like, not everyone, you know.
Well, みんなタイプは全然違うからね。
Yeah.
Like, my husband and I have total different type for women. So I don't think we'll ever have to fight over, at least, a woman. Well, I don't know what kind of guy he thinks is attractive, but
やっぱ王道の顔が好きなんだよね、夫は。
もうみんな、なんか石原さとみみたいな。もうみんなが絶対可愛いって言うじゃん、みたいな。私はもうちょっとなんか、変わってるっていうか、すっぴんでもすごい可愛い。なんて言えばいいんだろうね。なんかミラ・ジョボビッチみたいな。まあ、彼女も王道といえば王道なのかもしれないけど、ああいうこう感じの人が好きで、みんなそれぞれ全然違うもんね、タイプは。でもとはいえ、だからこれを新しくニューラルネットワークが作った顔っていうのは全部セレブ顔だったから、そこまでダイバーシティはなさそうに見えたけどね。
Do you think these generated faces could actually become valuable or create
value?
Like be used by
NFT
companies? And, yeah, something. I don't know. It seems like...
Maybe なんか著作権とかつけてコカ・コーラ専用の顔みたいな?
Or just as models. Like we'll, you know, just CGI models. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
If they can do this with a focus group or an individual person, they may be able to sort of find out the general population, like, most attractive, on average, face. And I don't know if that's Ishihara Satomi or...
But that's basically the Hollywood face, right? We already know.
Maybe. I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out, though, I think.
次。
Researchers at MIT have developed aerial robotics with insect-like agility by utilizing a new class of soft actuators coated with carbon nanotubes. When a current is applied to the carbon nanotubes, they exert an electrostatic force, quickly squeezing and elongating the rubber actuator. The team's flying insect-sized prototype weighs just 0.6 grams and can beat its wings nearly 500 times per second. It can also do backflips and recover when struck during flight. The authors intend to research how they can lower its power requirements to enable untethered flight.
MIT の研究チームがカーボンナノチューブでコーティングされた新しい部類の人工筋肉を使用することで、まるで昆虫のように機敏な空中ロボットの開発に成功しました。 カーボンナノチューブに電流を流すと、静電力がゴム製の人工筋肉を素早く収縮させたり伸ばしたりします。実際に空中を飛ぶことができるプロトタイプは昆虫サイズで、重さはわずか 0.6 グラム。1秒間に500回近く羽を動かせます。また、飛行中にはたかれた場合は、バックフリップをして持ち直すことも可能です。チームは、つながれていない状態での飛行を可能にするため、必要な電力量をどうやって下げるか研究を続けていく予定です。
Yep.
何年か前にさ、こういうなんか虫の飛ぶロボット見た気がするけど、羽がもっとゆっくりなんかバサバサバサみたいな感じだったから、今回のこの本当の虫みたいなのはすごい進化だよね。
I don't quite remember the one we talked about before. It had rigid actuation of its wings, or
I don't remember the details at all, but you could actually see the wings, you know, flapping, whereas this one is like パパパパって感じじゃん。あのスパイ映画とかに出てくるやつみたいな。
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe that it's real. When did you see the video of this thing?
Yeah.
And yeah, it's it really looks futuristic.
ね。
And 500 times per second. I don't know what it is for insects, but it, I think it's in that range. I mean, it varies. But yeah, that's really fast. So it can hover. The thing about this prototype is it's not carrying a power source. And the power source is likely to be the heaviest part. Unless it only flies for, you know, 30 seconds or something, which wouldn't be very practical, so.
だから本当にさ、生き物ってすごいよね。たまにさ、自分が何にもつながってなくて、自立して生きてることにびっくりしない？なんか、電源とか、そう、充電、まあ、食べてるからそれ充電は充電なんだけど、そのパワーソースにこうつないだりとかもせず生きてられるっていうか、で急にこう何も悪くないのに急に壊れて死んだりとかないわけじゃん。たまにそれ考え、だからこれもさ、すごいケーブルつながってたけど、動画見た時、だそれぐらい、そのだ電力を自分で積もうと思ったらすごい重くなっちゃうってことだもんね。
Yeah.Yeah. Well, right now our only options are maybe like lithium batteries or I don't know, supercapacitors or something. I'm not sure. Most batteries for applications that size are like lithium polymer, little batteries, maybe 150 milliamp hours or something. It would have to be smaller than that. I mean, this thing weighs 0.6 grams.
Yeah.
You know, so how much can it weigh and still fly? And I suspect that it doesn't have much margin for additional weight, but that doesn't mean they can't, you know, figure this out.
いや、これができたら本当に何スパイ映画の世界というか、ハエとか蚊ぐらいのサイズでこうパーって大統領室とかに飛んでいって会話を盗聴するみたいな。
It land on Mike Pence. We have to be careful of this kind of thing in the future.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the stuff that... I mean, what else... What other application is there other than spy movie tech?
I don't know. That's like the only thing I came up with.
So they think it can be used for artificial pollination.
Oh, yeah, that's way more innocent. Okay.
Inspecting machinery. So,
そっか。
They compare it to... basically, it could do a lot of things that drones cannot do. Drones are very loud. Drones push a whole lot of air, and they're not as robust. So the soft actuators are very difficult to break.
Okay.
So most small flying robots, like a drone, if someone bumps into a drone, it's probably going to break. It's going to smack into the ground and snap one of its propellers or something. But this thing, I don't know if there's video of this, but they say that they can smack it. They can like smack this little insect robot, and it doesn't get damaged. So I guess that's one of the main things that they're not advertising, but saying is cool about this thing.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, I think we're getting closer to these kinds of biomimetic machines. The technology to build human hands, like robotic hands, has advanced like a huge amount in the last like 5 years. It's pretty close. I mean, it can articulate all of its fingers and I mean, it used to be this pincher claw thing like way back, so.
Yeah. 次.
I wanted to mention, have you seen the research where they can remote control insects?
I think I've seen one with...
Have we talked about that?
Was it cockroach or something?
Maybe
we've definitely talked about it. Yeah. Years ago.
They put like this little Neuralink backpack on a cockroach, and then they can steer it around.
Avoid it.
Yeah. So that might be one alternative to this sort of technology.
Yeah. That feels pretty unethical, but
if they could control, you know, so Neuralink put those implants in those pigs, right? And could make them have different experience different sensory stimuli.
But
there is potential to actually control animals or creatures.
Yeah, it's like artificial parasite, right? Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's trying to do that, but aside from the cockroaches. But that would be, I don't know. It could be a spy. Like this housefly could be a spy, but it's a real housefly.
Yeah.
But it's like mind controlled by, I don't know, the CIA.
With electrodes in their brain.
Yeah. I don't know how small they can go with that sort of thing. The cockroach wasn't really a neuron level thing. It was just sort of electrical signals.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's a really, I don't know, scary idea. If you think from the animal's point of view.
Yeah, or our point of view. I mean, if they put Neuralinks into like, I don't know, leopards or something, like 500 leopards with Neuralinks that are just programmed to raid a village.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if the animal control side is going anywhere, but.
Right. 次.
Later today, an NFT or non-fungible token for a composite of 5,000 pieces of art created by the artist Beeple is expected to close for nearly $10 million on the 255-year-old British auction house Christie's. NFTs are cryptographic tokens representing something unique. Fungible means something is interchangeable, such as money, gold, or points. Non-fungible means that it is not interchangeable, such as a painting or a concert, because it is unique. Token, in this case, refers to a digital certificate stored on a distributed and publicly verifiable database called a blockchain. NFTs have boomed in popularity, and in the last several months, the musician Grimes sold $6 million worth of NFTs for digital art. An NFT for the meme animation Nyan Cat sold for almost $600,000. An NFT for a clip of LeBron James dunking sold for $208,000. And NFTs of NBA's Top Shots, which are clips of NBA highlights, have generated over $280 million in gross sales.
今日255年の歴史を持つイギリスのオークションハウスクリスティーズでアーティストビープルによる5000点の芸術作品のセットの NFT が1000万ドル近くで落札されます。NFT とは特定のものが唯一無二であることを示す暗号トークンです。非代替可能トークンとも呼ばれ、代替可能とはお金、金、ポイントなど同じものであれば取り替えても価値が同じであることを意味します。つまり非代替可能は映画、絵画やコンサートなど、それが唯一無二の一点物であるため、替えが効かないことを意味します。この場合のトークンとは、ブロックチェーンと呼ばれる分散された公的に検証可能なデータベースに保存されているデジタル証明書を指します。NFT の人気は急上昇中で、過去数ヶ月の間に歌手のグライムスがデジタルアートの NFT で600万ドル相当、およそ6億5000万円の売り上げを出したほか、ミームアニメーションのニャンキャットの NFT は約60万ドル。NBA のレブロン選手のダンクシュート動画の NFT は20万8000ドルで売れました。NBA のハイライト動画である NBA's Top Shots の NFT は総売上高が2億8000万ドル、およそ300億円を超えています。
Yep.
なんかみんな NFT の話しかしてないような印象なんだけど、この、特にこの1週間、2週間ぐらい。どこを見てもみんなが NFT の話をしているっていう。
Like where? On Twitter or?
なんか、ポッドキャストとかもそうだし、Twitter もそうだし、ニュースサイトとかもそうだし、突然みんなが NFT の話で盛り上がってる。
I think NFTs debuted in 2018 or 2017, maybe. Yeah, and just the last few months, seems like everyone and their mom is putting out NFTs. So,
なんだっけ? Logan Paul?
Yeah.
なんかポケモンカード。
Of himself, right?
そう。で、めっちゃお金稼いでたよね。
So it's not a real Pokemon.
Not just of himself, right? I thought he had some, なんかレアカードみたいな。
Yeah, he's been buying some rare Charizards or something. And he's been doing, Pokemon cards on their own have seen a massive resurgence in popularity, as have baseball cards and some other trading collectible things. And those cards are sort of, each card is unique in the trading world, right? The quality of each card is different.
Yeah.
Maybe it has a serial number on it or something, but so I think it was a good fit for NFTs, sort of these kinds of I don't know, collectible items. But it largely what we've seen more recently, it's just completely digital.
Yeah, it's really... なんだろう、まあブロックチェーン自体もそうなんだけど、まあいろいろすごい詳しい人から直接説明してもらったこととかもあって、その都度分かったような気になるんだけど、分かってないっていう。だこの NFT も結構なんか、コンセプト的に説明を聞いたら分かるっちゃ分かるんだけど、その、このレブロンの例えばシュート動画とか、 をわざわざこう買う、そのアーティストの作品とかはわかるんだけど、まだデジタルだとしても、
うん、
ただその NBA のこの短いリプレイ動画にこういう値段がついて、しかも買う人がいるっていうのがどう考えてもなんかよくわかんない。
Well, what's the value in those trading cards?
I mean, do you actually
like the physical
get? It's not like you get copyrights, right? But it's kind of like that. So wait, so you buy this like LeBron video, and then if you sell it. If you resell, then NBA gets part of that money too, right? Is that?
Yeah, generally speaking, there is a royalty collected
right.
by the original creator of the NFT.
Right. And
so
you...
Whoever mints the...
You own this video, but it doesn't mean that you have the copyright of this video. Do you? I mean, how does that work?
I think...
Like, for example, if you buy Grimes's music, yeah. do you own that song? Or, I mean, do you own the copyright for that song? In other words, if radio station tries to use the song, do you get some amount of money or that's separate?
I don't know.
I
think it depends, but...
Okay.
What's being implied, or I think what the general idea is that the NFT is a certificate of ownership of the artwork. So you should be certified as an owner of that artwork as if you had bought that artwork from that artist. And so, you know, you have the rights to that artwork. And I think some of the value is maybe speculation that there may be a way for these people to monetize, you know, having the NFTs for these works of art in the future. And it's very contradictory to the nature of the internet where, you know, things are put online and it just sort of floats around and belongs to the internet, you know, essentially. Right now it's very difficult for artists to monetize their work because they have to show people their work to get, you know, a following, but then
right.
as soon as they show the work, it's like, you know, now people have it and just like you do, and you're sort of, are you going to go around trying to sue people for it? I don't know, but the NFT could be incorporated into some sort of more robust copyright claim system or something. I'm not sure. It's the point is that it's publicly verifiable, like who has
right
who owns the NFT. So
yeah, this copyright thing is the biggest question I have, I guess. And then
yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Well, I think it sounds great for the artist, for example. I don't really understand, you know, how this NBA thing works, really. But for the artists, like Grimes, Spotify, Medium, が入ってないと、そもそも聞いてもらえないとか、そこにすごい中抜きされるみたいなことがない。また、違う方法でマネタイズできるっていうのはいいことだと思うけど、いいことだと思うし、その買った人がリセールした時に本人にまたお金が入るっていうのもいいと思うんだけど、ただそのデジタルアートをのオーナーシップを持つっていうことの意義っていうか、そこがなんかインツーティブにあんまりわかりやすいわけではないよね。
I think the best way to think about it is to compare it to popular art, like physical art. So like the people can print out the Mona Lisa, but the original Mona Lisa has some certificate of authenticity. And so the idea is that the NFT owner owns the quote unquote original, even though in the digital world they're identical, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. I mean, Mona Lisa is a physical art with paint strokes and, you know,
right. So it's
pigments and stuff, right? So it's right. literally different from the printed photocopies. But yes. in the digital world, they are literally the same.
They are the same, but one does not have the certificate.
Yeah, so I mean,
the certificate is just for I don't know, accounting purposes, to know the continuity of the art's past, essentially. Like, who imagine in the physical world that people could, you know, 3D print an atomically identical Mona Lisa, where it literally was the same physically, right?
Right.
Like someone creates a machine and it can just print a perfect Mona Lisa. I mean, it's exactly the same, right? But, and the atoms are the same and, you know, the elements are the same, but where those atoms have been, the history, you know, how the art got there, like, matters, right? Even if they're physically exactly identical, we care about who it was given to, the history, like how it was handed down, like all this weird stuff. And we want to know that the one that we're looking at is actually the same one.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Even physically it's completely identical, right?
Yeah, I mean,
to the one that the guy printed out in his futuristic machine.
Yeah.
But we want the continuity. And that's sort of what the NFT provides in value.
Right. I mean, 概念としては全然理解はできるんだけど。
Yeah.
なんて言うんだろう。あんまり intuitive ではないというか、その、あの、特にだから、まあだからアート作品とかになると、まあ、まだわかるっちゃわかるけど、うん、やっぱこの NBA の動画とか本当にちょっと、どういう
Well, that's a bit more particular to the you know, basketball, baseball card collectors world and sort of speculation
right.
about the value of, you know, each player's legacy and that kind of thing.
あと全然関係ないというか、このレブロンって日本語でなんて言うのかなと思って、今まで考えたこと。レブロン？
I think
でもなんか違う人みたいになっちゃうからと思ってさっきはレブロンって英語で読んじゃったけど Anyway Yeah, I mean everyone's talking about it. It seems
Yeah. Are you gonna make one?
But
Are you gonna make an NFT?
Should we make NFT for our past episodes or something and see if anyone wants to buy it?
I don't know.
Because I mean like why would they well I guess it's,
why would anyone pay for it?
I guess for a lot of people with artists or influencers or whatever, it's sometimes about supporting these people, right? It's not really about this thing that they're purchasing, but it's more
for a
about
lot of them, it's about the resale potential
support.
I think
there's
a lot of that, especially these days with the whole hype beast culture. People want to grab that fresh drop, sort of resell it. There's a lot of reselling of sneakers and buying things because they think the value will go up in the future. And that's...
だからまあ初回限定版の CD とかそういう感じだよね。その CD めっちゃいっぱいあるとしても、その初回限定版でこのスリーブがついてるみたいな。
Yeah. Well, right now, There's also this effect where all the NFTs right now are the first, some of the very first NFTs. And they will go down in art history as NFT art, right? The NFT part is part of the art and part of what makes it historical. Because 100 years from now, it's like, wow, you have like one of the first 100 NFTs that were issued for art. Like that in itself is like,
right.
How could the value of that go down? It seems, I mean, unless the whole NFT thing just, you know, goes away. But
like Jack Dorsey's first tweet, right? That's another thing that I don't really understand, because...
How do you own that?
Yeah, how do you own that, and how do you resell it, and who buys it? Like, so I don't really...
What he did is basically he took a screenshot of his first tweet and framed it and called that art and sold that as a piece of art, right? So it's not like you actually have the tweet. It's just like...
Oh, right. It's just a piece of art.
That is the tweet.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, it's super confusing.
I mean, it still doesn't really make sense that people... pay money for it, but you know, as a concept, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Okay. Jack Dorsey is a huge crypto fan, and there is not the Bitcoin community. Is that a community? People who generally speaking support Bitcoin, not all of them are that supportive of the NFT thing. And a lot of the people who are active in the NFT world, got into it for reasons that have nothing to do with Bitcoin. It's more the blockchain technology. So, and it's a very millennial thing. You know, it's people who have paid money in video games to get a skin on their, you know, on their machine gun or something, right? Like the idea of paying for skins in a game just seemed insane 10 years ago.
Right.
But now it's kind of normal. And this NFT thing, you know, it might start to seem kind of normal.
Yeah, it's really hard to keep up for this elder millennial, you know. I'm trying. Like, I'm trying to be open-minded, but...
It's like, do you want to buy my house in Bitcoin? Not in Bitcoin. What am I trying to say?
NFT.
In Minecraft with Bitcoin? Yeah, so these transactions are, I think it's primarily Ethereum,
which is a
different.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Cryptocurrency, but you could buy someone's house and own it, like with a certificate, but the house is inside Minecraft.
Right.
So it could create. I mean, it's going to help this. Sort of virtual economy thing. And I don't know if if some game developers are going to start putting NFTs on like skins in games. I mean, this could get really weird. I mean, what if every piece of digital content that was uploaded through Facebook or Instagram or something came with an NFT? Just automatically.
So everything has a price tag.
And anyone can look up who owns what. It's sort of...
Yeah. I mean...
It feels anti-internet. That's sort of an exaggeration. But, you know, it's sort of a capitalist, you know... keeping track of ownership, and I don't know, it will have economic implications for virtual assets. And then these virtual, like people are going to start to own more and more virtual assets, which is weird, right? I mean, Bitcoin itself is that sort of an asset. It's not a, there isn't a physical thing. It's not like owning gold, right? If you own Bitcoin, you...
Well, I mean, yeah, cash...
You don't have...
I mean, right now, everything is becoming cashless, right? So, like, money actually feels that way, too.
Well, it's
not
backed by the federal government, so it's...
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, like, it's not a physical thing, but more of a...
It's a number in a database.
Yeah. But... Yeah, I wonder where this thing is going and how...
Would you buy something?
Definitely not the NBA highlights, but...
But what about one of these, like a Nyan Cat or... like an old school GIF from the early internet. You know, if they had some, like, I don't know, Nickelbus GIF, like one of the first, like a clip of like Nickelbus, and that
maybe
was the Ghibli NFTs are coming.
Maybe just for fun. I mean, I like paying for art.
Yeah.
その絵とかを、まあ、そんな有名じゃない人、うん、まあ、うちに飾ってある絵は全部本当の絵、なんていうの、うん、そのコピーしたやつじゃなくて本当に誰かが作ったやつで、でも有名じゃない人みたいな、
うん、
だそういうのは好きだから、まあなんかすごいいいのがあったら買うのかな。
What about digital art though? So one...The issue is that so much art today is created digitally inside
yeah.
a digital platform.
Yeah.
So it can be reproduced. I mean, it's just a file, right? Mm. And how does somebody own that and feel like the way you do about your art, that they have the
yeah,
original
so
one?
That's
what the NFT is, right? Like, I have the original
yeah, yeah.
printout
so, I mean,
of this digital art.
Yeah, so that's why I said, you know, it's counterintuitive というか、なんていうの? It's not intuitive, you know. So I have some copies of Andy Warhol paintings, and those are just photocopies, you know, whatever. Those are not
forgeries.
Yeah, but and someone must have the originals, right?
I think so.
Like, that's definitely easy to understand. Like, okay, these people
yeah.
have to... the actual thing that Andy Warhol touched and
yeah.
Yeah. So when it's all digital, I don't really,
have you purchased any digital art?
自分がそれを知ってるっていうことが like, you know that this thing that you own is the original, and that's where the value is, right? The fact that you know that it's the original.
Have you bought any digital art, or would you? Or it's not as satisfying because it can be easily reproduced.
Digital art? わかったことないかな。Yeah. Mine's all like 絵の具みたいな。Do you know? So, I mean, I have nothing against digital art.
Like, almost all the art that I've created is digital art. And most of the art that I've paid for is digital art.
Hmm.
It's all easily reproduced. So.
I don't know. This is definitely interesting because clearly a lot of people want to pay for it.
Yeah, if there was
a... it works.
Yeah, I would buy one for... I don't know, like 500 yen. But then, you know, I think these people get a sense of like the market and the demand for it. And with Beeple, this artist, have you seen his stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw the one with Trump.
He has a bunch with Trump in it.
まあだからみんなで所有できるっていうことだよね。そのすごい高い値段を一人が買って一人でオンするんじゃなくて、みんなでカンパしてるみたいなことだよね。まあ、物によるんだろうけど。
Well, I think Beeple's stuff is just bought by like one guy.
Oh.
Bought it for like $780,000 or something.
Damn.
But this Beeple artist, he has been creating art for over a decade, and he's been releasing one piece of digital artwork every single day.
Wow.
For over a decade. And he's been releasing it for free. And he's done a lot to support artists on the internet. He talks about how to make art, and he tries to help other people get better at it. But he didn't make any money from his daily uploads, as far as I know, until this random NFT thing showed up, and now he's like one of the most valuable artists in the world.
まあだからそういう意味ではさっき言ったみたいなそのサポートしたいっていうのがまず前提にあって。そこにお金を払う人も多分いるじゃん。
I think mostly people just thought that it would be worth more in the future. But yeah, I'm sure there's people that want to support him, but not $700,000
worth. Right. But I mean, そういう意味ではやっぱりね、こう大きい事務所に入らないといけないとか、どこかのプラットフォームに依存しないといけないとか。でそこの過程で中抜きされてアーティスト自身にあんまりお金が入ってこないみたいな、っていうのが減るのはクリエイターにとってはいいことだよね。
I think it's a great thing for artists, for creators. And you know, if you create an NFT and it only sells for like $10, I mean a lot of people sell art for pretty cheap. So
yeah.
Why not? I don't know. I'm not as... I do think that there's a lot of... I get a shady vibe from some of this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, is this legit? Is this... I don't know. But I think that's just a boomer impulse. against something new.
Well, you don't even have to say boomer anymore. We can own it and say elder millennial.
Elder millennial.
Yeah, that's what we are, right?
I guess so. That's weird. I think some millennials slide. Are just sort of being pushed into the boomer category as this stuff is happening. I don't know.
Well, we're not.
I'm impressed by these people to keep up with all this stuff. It's
for sure. Yeah.
And people are investing more and more into different platforms, and a bunch of people have invested a lot into things like Roblox or Minecraft or wherever. And so, yeah, why wouldn't it continue this way? Maybe I should get some own some property in hyperspace. You gotta prepare for the Matrix. You can't be unprepared for the Matrix.
Yeah, maybe you should, and you should resell your property on Minecraft in some years and become a billionaire.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. I mean, what's next after this?
I have no idea.
I think they're coming up with some semi-fungible tokens,
okay.
Which is like even more complicated, so I'm not going to try to explain it. But
okay.
I think there's some like co-ownership, or you can like buy shares in a token, or I don't know. It's just...
like stocks, basically?
I guess so. It's kind of crazy.
Hmm.
I don't know. NFT thing is...
There's so many things to keep up with. This is crazy. Oh. あれだよね。Yeah. 前澤さんのやつ、今週の日曜日まで募集してるみたいなんで。
Oh, yeah, yeah.
行きたい人、前澤さんと月行きたい人は申し込まないと間に合わないよ。誰か、みんな行ってきて。なので条件が変わってアーティストじゃなくても良くなったからマジ誰でもいいみたいなんで、行きたい人いたら先週からかな先週の水曜か木曜に募集が開始されて今週の日曜で締め切りらしいんで
Oh, it's so tempting. Are you not tempted at all to just go to space?
No.
No.
Not for this. Not with this one. But
this is a starship, right?
Yeah.
I expect they'll have some manned starship mission before this, right? This isn't just going to be the first time humans get on starship.
I don't know.
Did you see the latest test?
This is 2023. Yeah, so you texted me about the explosion, and I hadn't seen it. So, you know, I went to the internet, and then I watched the whole thing, and I knew that it was going to explode. But when I went on Twitter, I saw many people like, yeah, like it was a great success. They clearly didn't watch until the end. And they tweeted first.
Well, it was a huge success.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And it was kind of frustrating to see. I mean, they were clearly saying that it was a prototype and it's not like, you know, このもの自体に前澤さんが乗る予定だったわけじゃないじゃん。But, なんかメディアの報じ方的にその前澤さんが乗るはずだったやつが爆発しましたみたいなあの言い方になっちゃう。まあ、間違いではないと言えばないのかもしれないけど、なんて言うんだろうね。まあまあミスリーディングというか。あの、で、そんなにさ、まあ、やっぱりスペース X 別に日本で注目されてないから、あの、しょっちゅう失敗してる、こう失敗することによって改善していくモデルっていうのを知らない人も多いからさ、なんか、うわ、前澤さんのやつやべえみたいな、なんか
no, it was a huge success.
結構ネガティブな感じに、こう、捉えられてる感があって、ちょっと、ああ、違うんだよな、みたいな感じはあったね。
Yeah. I mean,it was a similar thing with Tesla as well. It's like, oh, Tesla, moiteru, you know, like one car caught on fire and it's like this huge deal. And if you ride a Tesla, you're going to burn to death. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, cars catch on fire sometimes. But this, the rocket example, like, I wouldn't say it was a total success, obviously, because it did explode. And but the yes, engine relight is what they were trying to solve. And getting the engines to light and for the ship to be able to land was the main objective. And I don't think people realize that they have the next starship like right around the corner.
They have
like two more starships and they're building three more after that. They're just cranking these things out. They build an entire starship. They complete one like every 2 weeks or something, you know? So if one blows up, it really,
めっちゃ惜しい感じだったよね。でももうなんかついて、おお、いけたいけたって、こうちょっと目離した隙に燃えてるみたいな。
Yeah, I went to the bathroom and I missed the explosion.
そう、多分そういう人がいっぱいいたからみんなすぐツイートしちゃってやったーみたいな。で、あれちょっと待って、よく見たら燃えてなくなってるじゃんみたいな。
Yeah. I mean, there's methane in there and there's Yeah, it could definitely explode, obviously.
Yeah. やっぱりね、日本だとこう、前澤さんっていうところが前面に出てきちゃうから、その、実際どういうことをスペース X がやってるとかっていうのはあまり、ね、そこまで話してもらえないというか。
I'm so excited for Starship. It's so incredible.
まあ、でも自分が前澤さんだったら怖いけどね、あの動画見たら。ちょっと、2023年だから、まあ、あと、何？あれ？今何年？ 2021 年？いや、だからあと2年か。ある、とはいえ。なんかこれ。
If they're not ready, you know, they're just gonna postpone it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
でも、you know, imagine you're actually 前澤さん and you're watching this, trying to be like, okay.
The Starship is able to control itself in free fall very, very well. It's extremely stable. It falls very slowly. It's it's really amazing to watch.
Hmm.
Like, it is, it looks like alien technology. And it is so absolutely massive. That thing is much larger than people realize. It is huge.
Aren't you going to apply for this?
No, I don't think so. I'm not ready.
You're not ready.
I'm not ready.
Well, they'll get you ready.
I'm way more interested in going to Mars.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
So cool.
Mars is so cool. I'd love to go to Mars. The moon's cool, but the moon's terrifying. Like, it is not a planet, you know? It's a moon. There's no air.
Well, they're not going to land, so.
Yeah, but even if you could land, you know, it's kind of, you might go crazy hanging out on the moon. It's really weird.
That's kind of, so you're not,
it's just so,
image out.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
文字起こしのテキストは、Apple の、何回言ってるんだっていうね、これ。iPhone。Mac、iPad、あと Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題プラス英語表現解説エッセイも公開しています。あとは月額360円で各エピソードごとに宿題を出しています。問題を解いてみたい方、どっから英語勉強していいか、何すればいいかなって思ってる人は試してみてください。あと、購読してくださっているあなた、ありがとうございます。皆さんのおかげで番組が継続できています。
バイリンガル、sale on our store.
あ、そう、バイリンガルニュース .jp のストアで今セールやっています。この機会にぜひチェックしてみてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。